from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, an Atlantic City police officer is accused of handcuffing and sexually assaulting a woman inside his squad car.
Joshua Munyon of Egg Harbor Township is charged with aggravated sexual assault, and official misconduct. The 24-year-old Munyon, hired by the Atlantic City Police Department in 2022, was on modified assignment until criminal charges were filed. He's now suspended without pay. His arrest followed months of investigation by the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office, launched in September when the victim reported the assault. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An Egg Harbor City company is planning to lay off more than 100 employees this year. Officials with Barrett Outdoor Living filed a notice with the state that they're going to lay off 120 employees by July 1st. Barrett Outdoor Living's Egg Harbor City facility makes and distributes aluminum fencing. It's phasing out its paint line operations. Manufacturing and distribution will continue at the site. Thursday was a bad day on Wall Street, and today is not doing much better, with stocks falling sharply lower in response to President Trump's sweeping global tariffs. The chief economic advisor at Alliance says the White House is all in on these tariffs despite the down markets.
The president and others are not flinching because people expected what the president called little disturbances, that the pain is going to be offset by the gain.
The S&P 500 finished in correction territory as the White House announced a baseline tariff rate of 10% against most countries that will go into effect on Saturday. And today, the Dow is down more than 1,600 points. State transportation officials say they expect all lanes of Route 80 in both directions to be reopened by June 25th after completion of emergency repairs from sinkholes near Warden. They say the two westbound lanes will reopen by May 4th. The two eastbound lanes are expected to reopen by May 18th. There have been three sinkholes in 4 months that have closed the highway at exit 34B. Authorities believe abandoned underground mines are to blame. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Is more rain coming? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Monday is the day our weather will dry out, clear out, and simmer down. Until then, unsettled is the name of the game. Having said that, we had wet weather this morning, but this afternoon is trending dry. You might even catch a little peek of filtered sunshine at some point. Temperatures settling in the lower to mid-60s. Tonight will be cloudy and cool, with a chance of spotty showers, lows in the upper 40s, and tomorrow stays cloudy and cool. Highs only make it to around 50, an isolated shower or pocket of drizzle is possible at any time tomorrow. Sunday starts dry, but then showers return in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs on Sunday mainly in the 60s, little cooler to the north. We might see some 70s in southwestern New Jersey. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now in Scotch Plains, it's 67. Belmar is 68. Mays Landing, 69. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. Easter Smash boxes are here. Chocolate Smash baby bunnies and carrots filled with chocolate treats that spill out when you smash them with the provided mallet. Have a smashing Easter online at dbchocolate.com. They are your Easter candy headquarters.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.